Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Bet, discussed the importance of lighting Nerot on Erev Shabbat. To the extent the Gemara said that if the ladies are not careful in this mitzvah, Chas v'shalom, it can cause them danger at the time of childbirth. Like the Mishnah says, Al shalosh averot nashim metot b'sha'at ledatan. Al she'enan zehirot b'nida u'b'hala u'b'adlakat haner. That if a lady is not careful in adlakat nerot Shabbat, God forbid, it can lead to dangerous consequences. So the question is, who does the obligation of Nerot Shabbat fall upon? Is it on the man? Is it on the lady? So from the Gemara it sounds like there's a bigger obligation on the lady because she's held accountable if the Nerot are not lit. So the question is why? Why did they put this obligation on the lady? Seemingly the point of the mitzvah is that the house has light on Shabbat. So what's the difference if the man lights or the lady lights? So the truth is that is the halakha. That really the obligation is on the house, and therefore if the man lights, he fulfills the mitzvah. So why do we put a special emphasis on the woman? So Maran in Siman Resh Samech Gimel Halakha Gimel writes, Hanashim Muzharot Bo Yoter Mepene Shemitzuyot Babayit Ve'oskot Betzorchei Habayit. Maran brings down what Nashim brought down in one of his opinions, that since the lady is found in the house, and all the responsibilities of the house fall on her. So this is a responsibility of the house, to make sure that there's light for Shabbat. So therefore, she comes first in doing the mitzvah. Which means, if the husband wants to do the mitzvah, he cannot take the mitzvah away from his wife. It's her mitzvah, she gets the priority. Of course, the Arizal brought down that it would be proper that if the husband sets up the Nerot Shabbat, which means he puts the wick in, he puts up the oil, and he sets up the candle to light it, that would be his preparation. Furthermore, the Kafahim brings down that right before the lady lights the Nerot Shabbat, she should give some money to tzedakah. And he even brings down a special Lashem Yehud, special preparatory beracha, that they should say, a prayer actually, before they give the charity. And then after that, they should say another Lashem Yehud before they light the candles. And they should say Vihi Noam, and after they say the Vihi Noam, they light the candles, and after that they should say the following prayer. I'm going to say the text of the prayer that the Kafahim brings down, and then I'll explain it in the English. Yiratzon milefanecha Hashem Elokai Velohe Abotai, Shetachus v'terachem alai, v'tagdil chastecha imadi latet li zera anashim, oseh resoncha ve'oskim b'turatecha lishma. ויהיו מאירים בתורה בזכות נרות השבת הללו, כמו שכתוב כי נר מצווה ותורה אור, וגם תחוס ותרחם על בעלי, פלוני בן פלוני, ותתן לו אורך ימים ושנות חיים, עם ברכה והצלחה, ותסייעו לעשות רצונך בשלמות, כן ירצון, אמן. Basically, the tefillah that the Kafahim is telling us to pray, or the ladies that should pray, is that the children should become Tamidei Hakamim, Tzadikim, in the Zechut of the Nerot, which are compared to a person's Neshama, and also that God should give long life to a husband. And he should be successful in all his endeavors, specifically in Parnassah. Everyone, ladies should take advantage of that once a week opportune moment to pray to God in front of the Nerot Shabbat. Last but not least, the Kaf brings down, preferably the lady should be dressed already b'bigdei Shabbat when she lights the candles. Not like sometimes we see, especially in the winter months, the ladies are running late, so they light the candles and they run upstairs and they change into b'gdei Shabbat. Especially now in the summer, when there's enough time, the ladies should bathe and dress themselves l'chmod Shabbat, then come down, give their perutot tzedakah, light the Nerot Shabbat. Our custom is to make the beracha first, and then light the Nerot Shabbat, and then followed by a special tefillah for our children and her husband.